Weidermeyer with his 6-touchdown catch. What has he done to just make the passing game more complete all the way around?
I think it's just being very detailed and understanding the concept when he runs routes, knowing if he's not getting the ball, understanding how he's getting a different guy open in the offense. And we've been having a lot of team meetings with – or offensive meetings with the tight ends, receivers, and backs together. So just getting the whole feel of the offense and just seeing how everything ties in. So, yeah, he's doing a good job of just doing his job and being very detailed in assignments.
Go to TV Row to Daryl.
Jamon, how big was it to see Isaiah Spiller kind of break out and have just three huge monster runs over 200 yards today and, you know, kind of establish himself as a pretty dominant running back on this team?
Yeah, that's huge. I'm very happy for him. You know, he worked hard in practice. You know, he had some tough fumbles in a couple games. I tried to tell him to keep his head up. You know, it was going to be a big turning point. Everybody goes through some adversity. He just handled it well, and he's doing a great job right now, so I'm happy for him.
Right in front to Travis.
Yeah, I think the TV said that after that first drive, Jimbo was kind of yelling at y'all to wake up. Was that kind of his early message? What do you think kind of had y'all a little bit of sleep, and what did kind of wake you up?
Yeah, he did get on us about that. Just it being a game that everybody thinks that we're going to just roll over people and that we should every game, but he was just trying to get our attention to let us know that they're coming in here ready to win. And I don't know why we came out or what it was, but just, you know, we picked it up in the towards the middle of the game and in the game. So, yeah.
Any more questions? We'll go to the back to Daryl.
Jamon, I don't know, third, fourth quarter, somewhere around there, you caught one on the far sideline, and you seemed kind of upset with yourself because I don't know if you thought that you had a possibility of scoring, but just talk about the passing game and kind of how that's going and, you know, where you guys hope to be going into the South Carolina game here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was pretty upset. I thought I could get into the end zone. Could have kept my feet a little bit more, been a little more under control. But I think in the passing game, we just want to – I think it just comes down to trust and just having confidence so Kellen knows where we're going to be on each play and vice versa, and we can make checks in the field and be right on time. So I think that it just comes down to just a trust and just knowing our every step. Kellen's ready to throw the ball, like just getting all our breaks and all that, like just all the details in the offense. So I don't think it's a big picture thing. I think it's just doing the details and the small things in each play.
To the right side or left side to Justin.
Jamon, building off that, with Isaiah getting going here, how does that affect the passing game and the play-action game, and how big can that be for you guys moving forward?
That's huge. You know, I think anytime someone has to play two phases of the offense, you know, it's pretty hard to game plan. So with him having 200 yards in this game, that was huge for us, made everything easy. So I just would advise him to keep doing that and keep helping us out because that's going to help us out a lot in this next few games coming up.